Okay, so for today's Baralacha, we're going to discuss a common application that has to do with the Malacha of Kaitzer on Shabbos, which means that there's a Malacha d'Oraisa forbidding a person from cutting off a branch on Shabbos. You're not allowed to harvest, you're not allowed to reap, you're not allowed to detach branches from a tree on Shabbos. This is the Malacha d'Oraisa of Kaitzer on Shabbos. And Chazal and Meseches Beya, Daf Lamed Vav, and in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Lamed Vav, we learn about different decrees, midrabanan, that were established lest a person violate the Malacha of Kaitzer. So for instance, Chazal say, you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to climb up a tree. You're not allowed to climb down a tree. You're not allowed to put something on a tree. You're not allowed to take something off the tree. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. Why? This is an Isser Drabanan. Lest a person inadvertently cut off a branch and violate an Isser D'Oraisa of Kaitzer. That's the halacha. Now, the question is, what if a person wants to go on a swing on Shabbos? Or you want to go and use a hammock on Shabbos? And you want to use the hammock or the swing and it's attached to a tree. Is it mutter or is it usser? When is it mutter? When is it usser to use this swing or this hammock on Shabbos? So I'll tell you what the halacha is based on the Gemara, and then I'll show you how, in a twist, the halacha l'maisa, ramification of this halacha, might very much change based on a very important piece of information that you have to know. So basically what the Gemara says is, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Sim Shin Lamed Vav, that there's a very basic distinction between two categories of using the tree. And basically what the Gemara calls this is tzidei ilan versus tzidei tzadin. What does that mean? That means you're not allowed to use the tree itself, midrabanan, lest you cut off a branch and violate kaitzer on Shabbos. Also, you're not allowed to use the item that's directly attached to the tree. So that's tzidei ilan. So if let's say there's a nail that's attached to a tree on Shabbos, it's attached to the branches of a tree, you're not allowed to take a jacket and hang it on the nail on Shabbos. Why? You're using tzidei ilan and it's aser. Okay? However, tzidei tzadim is mutter. If it's two steps removed, then it's mutter. So if let's say a person has a nail that's attached to the tree, and on the nail has already been placed before Shabbos a jacket, and you want to use something from the jacket, something from the pockets of the jacket or something of that nature on Shabbos, now it's two steps removed from the tree. It's number one, it's attached to the jacket, and the jacket itself is not attached to the tree, it's attached to a nail. So it's tzidei tzadim and it's mutter. That's the halacha in the Gemara. Tzadim is aser, tzidei tzadim is mutter. So basically what would come out, according to this, should be as follows. If you have, let's say, a tree, or you have a hammock on Shabbos, and you want to know, can I use it on Shabbos? Halacha l'chayri should depend. If the hammock is attached directly to the tree, or the swing is attached directly to the tree, it's a rope that's twisting around the tree, wrapped around the tree, something of that nature, it should be usher to use it on Shabbos because that is tzadim on Shabbos. That's tzidei ilan, which is usher on Shabbos. You're using something that's directly attached to the tree, it's a problem on Shabbos. However, if let's say there's a nail attached to the tree or there's a hook attached to the tree and the swing and the hammock are attached not to the tree but attached to the nail or the hook, that l'chayra should allow leniency. You should be allowed to use the hammock or the swing on Shabbos because you're not using tzidei ilan, you're using tzidei tzadim. It's two steps removed. Number one, you're using the hammock or the swing. That is itself attached not to the tree, but to a nail or a hook. And that itself is attached to the tree. So it's two steps removed from the tree and it should be mutter on Shabbos. And that should be our first glance in paskening the shayla. If you want to know, can I use a swing or hammock on Shabbos? Well, it depends. If it's on a hook or a nail, it should be mutter. If it's directly attached to the tree, it should be aser. However, there's a very important piece of information that you have to know before determining the psak on the shayla, and that is as follows. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Siman Shin Lamed Vav that even if technically you fall into the category of tzidei tzadim, it's two steps or more, and it should be mutter on Shabbos. Because let's say the hammock or the swing is attached to a nail that's attached to the tree. Nonetheless, if by using the hammock or by using the swing, you're going to shake the tree or the branches of the tree by virtue of your use. So by you swinging, you're moving the tree. The actual branches are going to move and the tree is going to move as a result, which is many times the case. Then it's aser. Because then, even though technically your attachment is two steps removed, By you swinging, you're using the tree. You're moving the tree, you're using the tree, and it's a problem on Shabbos. So that's a very important piece of information to know. Tzidei Tzadim is technically mutter. However, if by using the Tzidei Tzadim, you are inadvertently causing the actual branches or the tree to move and to shake around, it's going to be awesome.